AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another security scare in Washington, D.C. This time, police arrested a man who steered his tiny gyrocopter onto the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol after flying through restricted airspace around the National Mall today. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the pilot has been identified as a Florida postal worker.
The man, Doug Hughes, has been conducting an online campaign against what he says is campaign finance corruption. On his website, he proclaimed his hope of delivering letters to members of Congress to draw attention to it. He says he informed the authorities and had no violent intent.
On the other side of the country, a Marine Corps Super Stallion helicopter has made an emergency landing on Solana Beach in Southern California after the pilot noticed a low oil pressure indicator light in the cockpit. No injuries, no damage reported. Former New England Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez has been convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
District Attorney Thomas Quinn says name recognition did not help the defense.
Aaron Hernandez may have been a well-known New England Patriots football player. However, in the end, the jury found that he was just a man who committed a brutal murder.
Odin Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, said she forgives the hands of the people that had a hand in her son's murder, either before or after.
And I pray and hope that someday everyone out there will forgive them also.
Members of the jury said they were shocked that the defense admitted Hernandez was at the scene when Odin Lloyd was killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say a Long Island cardiologist had the office of another doctor torched, then hired someone who turned out to be an undercover cop in a failed attempt to have the doctor hurt or killed. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton has wound up her quick swing through flyover country in Iowa by listening to the concerns of small business owners.
Clinton met for about an hour with small business owners, pointing out right away she knows where they're coming from.
My father was a small businessman.
She said more needs to be done to help small businesses prosper and noted the economy is on the upswing.
As good as it is that we've kind of dug ourselves out of the hole of the Great Recession, we're not up and running yet.
After this open session, Clinton traveled to the state capitol for a closed-door meeting with Democratic lawmakers. Jerry Bodlander, Norwalk, Iowa.
The headstone of Hillary Clinton's father in a cemetery has been put back up on its pedestal after falling over. Police suspect vandals. The only horse to be penalized in a college football game has died. Rutgers University says Lord Nelson was 42. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.